Well, my specific question was in regard to non-flowing waters like inland lakes and ponds. The response I got centered mainly on our Blue Flag and Green Coast awards and on bathing areas throughout the... No, I welcomed the response. My main concern would be in areas where, like as an example, Inch Lake or Blanket Nook, which are important wildlife and bird sanctuaries, but they're surrounded by very intensive agricultural areas. Now, this blue-green algae is most prominent during long dry spells of heat, and we had those June, July. They've eased up a bit, and you know, with the recent rainfall, the danger probably isn't as great. But I put in my motion on the basis of a number of cases that had been exposed north of the border and around Loch Maye, the Lower Ban, and indeed on the Castle Rock Beach, and indeed on the Port Stewart Beach. So I had concerns that there were so many cases there. In fact, the NIEA, they revealed 10 locations in the north, and they said there were actually 17 poisoned waterways in June. So I was of the view that if we had so many instances up in the north, then we could also have instances out here. And I just wanted to know what the Donegal County Council were doing to monitor those. So they gave me quite an extensive response. But as I said, they featured mainly on the bathing areas, and they said that the council were aware of recent reports regarding potentially toxic algal blooms along the northern coastline, and it had alerted all relevant staff during the team, including the team of beach lifeguards, who will be monitoring this at a local level over coming days, particularly in the Neshoan area. Now, I would like to know just what they mean by monitoring it. Are they going to be taking samples and having them analysed if animals became ill, and where obviously owners would need to be reporting all of this so as it can be investigated more closely. But they gave some very good information as to what should be done if animals became ill, and the mechanism of reporting it, and they gave out some good numbers that could be used to report such instances, and these lines are open 24/7. A fairly good response. Michael McGarvey wasn't actually in the chamber. He may have been on annual leave. There's a number of questions that I will be putting to Michael whenever he becomes available.